May 8th, 2014, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you. Come all you old time cowboys and listen to my song. Please do not grow weary, I'll not detain you long. Concerning some wild cowboys who did agree to go spend the summer pleasant on the trail of the buffalo. Well, I found myself in Griffin, spring of 83, when the well-known famous drover came a-walking up to me. Said, how do you do, young feller? How would you like to go spend the summer pleasant on the trail of the buffalo? Well, I being out of work right then, the drover I did say, going out on the buffalo road depends on the pay. Said if you pay good wages, transportation to and fro, I think I might go with you on the trail of the buffalo. I pay good wages and transportation too. You'll agree to work for me until the season's through. But if you do get homesick and you try to run away, you'll starve to death out on that field and also lose your pay. Flattering talking, signed up quite a train, some 10 or 12 in number, some big-bodied men. Our trip was a pleasant one as we hit the westward road, till we crossed Old Boggy Creek in Old New Mexico. Looking to pick us up in the hills of Mexico. not drunk too much. You're all in debt to me. But the cowboys never had heard such a thing as a bankrupt law. So they left that drover's bones to bleed on the trail of the buffalo.
For Pedro Show. How you doing, Brother Matt?
It's all good.
Okay.
Back in action.
Yeah, missed you at the
Carol's
Deep. I understand why now.
Yeah, Bob, I introduced you guys to get the gigs going and couldn't even go to the first gig.
Yeah, but you know what? Understandable. The reason's understandable. So don't worry. You know I'm going to play you. In fact, Piazza's the next one in a couple weeks with Pizzo and Jerzo. So that's Long Beach. That's close.
Yeah. Some Heralds, too.
And then June. Do I have a Herald book?
I thought I saw something.
I just did one with the Tokyo Man.
Oh, okay.
That's one you missed.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
But Lockcats came and we went on at 8 sharp. I never stalled.
Right.
I asked dudes not to stall.
Yeah, Pete had to go to work or something like that.
He had another one at 16.
Okay.
In fact, Tone got pissed. He goes to Jerzo, hey, what's with you making pizza play twice? You know, but I want to help my friends off Tokyo, and people came early.
Cool.
You know, I was, whatever, 8 o'clock. I asked students to go on time. But the cats came, so they had a good, good crowd.
Thank
they
you.
Played like motherfuckers. They were great. They're called Up Up.
Cool.
And he really dug Pedro. It was their first time, and it blew their mind.
Did you get to show them around during the day?
No, I didn't. I got there right around when it was time for loading in. And they used their stuff. Jerzo's drums.
Cool.
My amp. Tetsunori and Heiichi. Incredible cats. Their music is righteous. And I got to see the Bad Machine for the first time.
Oh, yeah, I saw you.
Well,
you went late that night.
Yeah, for me a little late. I mean, but since I started at 8, it went early. There was another band, though. Yeah. Totally retarded and lost it. They were cats from Santa Rosa. Some kind of criminal. Naive criminal or something like this. So sorry for spacing on your name. Brother Matt, we got some guests here.
Yeah, we do.
I shouldn't be well guarding the whole show with trying to improve my Alzheimer's lady labels on memory. We started the show with John Coltrane from 1962 in Paris doing Naima, and then something from our guest here called Buffalo Skinner, Three Thirds. Welcome, Three Thirds,
cool.
to Walk Peter Show, Brother Matt.
Cool.
Hey.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
So there's only one other sister in the band. I thought it was another lady band, like Milkweed or something.
Marshweed's only me. There's no other ladies.
There's no other ladies?
No. Just me.
Okay. Well, maybe there's echoes.
Yeah,
the
well, welcome back, Heather.
It was called overdubbing, Mike.
Oh. Because on the recordings, there's other ladies' voices.
That's
voice.
Me, too.
So now you've expanded your repertoire to include other people.
Now we do lots of overdubs. Other people.
Do you have overdubs? You got the vibes.
Oh, actually, we don't do much overdubs in this band.
Well, tell us about Buffalo Skinner.
Well, Alex, you want to...
Well, yeah, for this album, we did absolutely no overdubs. We just recorded the whole thing live in 4 hours.
Yeah.
In a studio. We just, they put some mics in front of us, and we played. And
Buffalo Skinner was one of them.
Buffalo Skinner is the title track, and It's a folk song.
It's a traditional arrangement, right?
Yeah, it's a traditional folk song from the 1800s, and we discovered it through Woody Guthrie's arrangement.
Woody Guthrie. You brought out a lot of them tunes.
Yeah.
Played for people and stuff. Because they were kind of a farmer, working man songs, and I guess everybody shared and singing them. And Woody was big in that. Because I've heard this before. This song. Mm-hmm. Not your version, but you guys are very unique. It's really interesting what you can do with something that how many people have done.
Yeah,
I think that's a big strong point about folk music, mm-hmm. that you bring your own self to these traditional kind of things. I know some of the early radio beat families. Mm-hmm. In fact, that's Petra, they were on the show.
Yeah, you
know, they made that out, the sisters, yeah. And their daddy comes out of this yodeling cowboy, Charlie Hayden. He wasn't a bass player first.
Nope.
They brought him into the act like at 3 or 4. He was yodeling. So tell me, how did this act get together?
Well, we met at CalArts.
Y'all, CalArts mm-hmm. alumni students?
Yeah, and...
Tom Watson went there for some semester, he told me.
Who did?
The missing man guitar
Tom
man,
Watson?
Tom Watson.
Oh, wow.
He said he lived in a Volkswagen bus.
Very cool.
He said, well,
sounds about
very
right.
Very cool. He said it was freezing. But anyway, so you met at school.
Yeah, I met these guys in a songwriting class. And
wow.
I liked their songs, and I was like, I got to work with them. And then I ended up doing that.
But probably the songwriting teacher is very impressed that it worked.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And
the whole idea of institutional learning people music seems so out of step, right? Most people learn playing with their buddies in the garage. Mm-hmm. You hardly ever hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although, there was jazz guys, like, you read about Mr. Mingus, Mr. Dolphy, they came out of the school system to actually get learned. Fleet Tony got learned from Fairfax with the mm-hmm. trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
There actually was a public education.
Yeah, I started in public school.
Okay. But they whittled that all away, right?
Well, kind of. I mean, it's now there's a bunch of after-school programs,
yeah.
And I teach in one of them, and it's totally happening. It's amazing.
Wow.
And the kids
Where's
love
that?
It.
Where?
In Pasadena.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, just this.
Does the school have something to do with it, or is it all third-party?
It's a non-profit called VIMA.
Yeah.
And actually, there's a fundraiser. There was a movie made about this program, and there's a fundraiser on May 18 at Lemley's in Pasadena.
Yeah.
They're going to show the movie and they're going to fundraise for the program because it's awesome. It's like a whole child orchestra.
But this had to come about because public funding got cut.
Yeah, people just want it.
Okay, so you guys meet in the class and let's make a folk band.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, what about the name?
Well, I remember when we developed the name, we were all together and we were like, well, now we got to get a name.
Yeah.
And we all came up with like 10 names, and I think everyone hated every one of the names. Somebody
yeah.
hated every one of the names except for this one name, which was 3/3.
But there's four
and
people
nobody,
in the name.
Nobody hated it.
But actually,
so
that's when it was more like a songwriting class.
I guess 4/4 equals 3/3.
That's
now.
True.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
2/5/5.
It's all the same.
But originally, we were doing this kind of songwriting workshop, and we would just meet and talk about writing and stuff and play songs and be like, I need help here in this part of it. And there were like 5 or 7 people in it. And then it kind of just kept changing and we kind of learned to play each other's songs. And that's how it mm-hmm. originated.
Also,
and
there's some...
There's a lot of fluctuation.
There's some other...
Called.
That's all I
know. Called. That's the diplomatic...
They tried to sit down and write a poem they could recite. They had the pen and the paper and all of the night. They couldn't get it to rhyme. She said she thought it was fine. It's more poetic if we give up and throw it away. She was a lucky girl, he had a way with the world. She had a rabbit's foot, he had a skeleton key. They took it off for a spin, they did it all on a whim. She played the violin, he sang a song like, oh, 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 oh. One night they fell asleep upon a trampoline. They had a dream, they were flying, flying. They woke up on a cloud, they were the top of the town. She wore a petticoat, he sang a song like, oh.
Dixit Box Shill. Monkey dancing print before limestone wall echoes as John mugs under Dayglow hairdo statistics. Drawing green laser waves not far behind. Tweedledums both. Tooth shaking out their shuffle shoes. Fine polyfiber sport coats twirled in Anglo tangos. A slick showroom anatomy born smelling public largesse. Team twins played dust Zen carps through the only speaker. Recalling of all to hear again one's own egress from the womb. Mutton jeffing under too much moose outward to the peanut gallery what that sound banana means. Saying, you can vacuum 10 hours straight if only two bent tubes ring clear. Your snail hairs won't breach this time. He said, a fortune's that bone will prove it. Sure hope it won't smell like the north end of a southbound pachyderm, wind noise aside. Any flexible brain response shall be duly required at their party. Effect puzzles were ignored, duh. So graffiti boys became scorned. A scourge, as they sneaker streak speech squeak murals. In mother's classroom, it is all but forgotten. Every last exam, damned to be fudged. Up next, them office guys dig deep. A cadence of exuberant drops in their pitch. Presto, a parametric prestidigitation of Mixolydian no-loss equalization. But it blandifies any fireworks into black and white stills. Blindfolded except about the tiniest rocket chromes. Joked into some suckers, otic tasters. Oh, for a booth near the exit. See those suckers squirm? Our vertigo looms with every slur slandered. A beach ball on a pin, if you will. Singing happy birthday to simulate festivity. Behaviors communication is one of their latest scams. Thankfully, our memories retroactively dulled. Every jibber-jabber jawed by John and Jordan. More high-speed head-shrinking ensues. The remaining shreds of socially adaptive norms disperse. As we wondered why ninja flinching initiates a sixth circular applause cycle. The Jimbobs, they just drooled. Whether we were in hot water, mouths craved smoke. Until confusion oozed from every possible seer, Boy Scout knots restrained those lesser brains, on the verge of losing their last controls. We were outing those cheap bastards just for fun, in all but their exact location, that is. Yet punishment never sticks, boys will learn, lipstick moves appropriate for the White House, but not for TV, church, or schools, nope. Stone-faced shall be the sole response. Reigning Franklins may be safe for later, but these guys were weird performers whose bad habits have yet to be licked.
Show. You just heard Atasani 14 from the Milovoja Mika Markovic Jazz Band. And that was Brain Prime for Symphonic Plasticity by Chris Groger. Detective Instinct ahead of that with Birds of a Precipice.
Aaron Oppenheim with Zarathustras. In front of that, Mirage Hall by Dirty Beaches. Before that, Friendly and Unfriendly Spiders from the Allegheny Whitefish. Tom Tobacco, who's on tour now. Ahead of that was Petticoat by Hooray Matinee. You know Hooray Matinee? Petra's new side project.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
And we started everything off with Brand New from Cuz. Well, not really brand new. We started this fucker 6 years ago, and we're finally getting it out. Tama Tebako, the title song from Cuz album with Brother Sam there in Brighton. But it's my great honor right now to bring you live here at the Love Grotto on the Pleasure Point, Brother Matt. I hope you welcome Three Thirds here with, what's cool. The name of this tune?
Owens Valley.
Owens Valley, yeah. Where we steal all the water.
That's right.
That's right.
Pipe conduit from Edinburgh.
century after that controversy, the Sierras overlook a scene of salty flats and tumbleweed.
How'd you get into bass, Jake?
Well, my friends and I wanted to start a band when we were about 13, and we knew that you needed guitar, drums, and bass, and we only knew that because of the album credits on the back of records.
Yeah, same.
And so my one friend was like, I'm going to play guitar, and my other friend was like, I'll play drums, and they were like, Jake, you'll play bass.
Okay.
And I was like, great, and none of us knew what a bass was.
That's like me too.
Yeah. But then I went home and I told my parents I want to take bass lessons so I can be in a band.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we don't have a bass. We're not going to buy a bass. You can play classical guitar. And if you stick with those for a while, we'll talk about getting a bass. And I did. I studied classical guitar for like 6 months or something.
Wow.
And I stuck with it. So they let me get a bass.
There's some bass lines in classical guitar.
Oh, well, sure.
In fact, they usually go on. While the other fingers are doing the other lines.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
pretty complicated.
Mm-hmm.
You guys did really good.
Yeah,
that's when we first recorded, huh?
Very cool.
That's not out yet, actually. We're about to record it, and it should be on our first album of originals.
This stuff I've been playing,
that's our first
That's record. Because that's covers. This is the first of originals.
Yeah, this is an original.
Okay, I understand. Too. Have you recorded it?
We have, but we have some things to fix.
You gotta fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, this one has overdubs.
It does.
The other one did.
Right.
Right. Owens Valley. So people, you can get a little hint of it if you see the Chinatown movie, but they don't tell enough about it. You know, part of that's in Pedro. Robert Towns from up the hill.
Wow.
And the opening scenes where the guy gets hired to look at
Jack?
The wife.
Jack.
Jake.
Jack Nicholson playing?
Yeah, but his name's Jake.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing Jake?
Yeah.
There's some Pedro, and it ends up back in Pedro because they're at the end there. Mm. So maybe Mr. Town had a soft spot for down the hill people like us. But anyway, you should read about that. Imagining Los Angeles by David Fine, I read. Got a big insight into the Owens Valley and how L.A. from a little town like you guys talk about turned into, they sold it. These people were called the Boosters, Mr. Mulholland.
Yeah.
Loomis, huh? His mansion's up by
Charles
Loomis.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we live
by Pasadena.
That's right next to our house.
That was where the first big money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're playing a show in a week on May 18th at that is part of like an Arroyo Seco Museum Day.
That's
one of the Arroyo Seco Museum.
People, it's May 8th, 2014, first hour of Watt for Pedro show. Their guest. 3/3. Hold tight for hour 2.
My destiny is okay with
May 2014, second hour. What for Pedro show?
We'll be right back. Thank you. purveyors of the master sound, Alander Song. Steam Noir in Westworld, we kept an eye out for the hiss blanket. Piss Off Recording, Ken Belcher, Fret Noir.
Pot from Pedro show. Start off the second hour with Suburbs doing chemistry set. I just educated everybody with my first, I think that guy with the dildos who played the guitar with the dildos married a, like the niece of Walter Mondale or something. Ching Kwan Do.
That's weird.
Solo music after that today. You know solo music.
I tell you.
After that, Burning Flag Strong, Steve the Fall with Laser Tag, Carters from Billions of Comrades, Dancing on a Computer Game by Gigi Van. That Glenn Sound by the Lemon Lines. The Old Surge and the Flutes by Hobo Combo, which I think is, what's his name? Moondog.
Oh,
one of his
yeah.
compositions, because Hobo Combo has got Andrea Belfi, and it's two of his buddies. They do tributes to, you know, about this guy who lived on the street, but made all these compositions.
Yeah, he's amazing.
A lot of five, a lot of seven. Mm-hmm. And then Stefano Palia. Yeah, I should know him. He's the other guy in El Sonido de Mariana. I just mastered the album with his Flux in a Box. Clara Rockmore with Air, you know her?
Mm-hmm. You know? Player, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. One of the Meisters, right? Mm-hmm. And then Lydia Cavina, which I think was actually protege, Mr. Mm-hmm. with Free Music number one for four theremins. Okay, let's get back to the band here. Our guest, Brother Matt, in thirds.
Hey.
Located up in. What would you call it? Highland Park?
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Highland Park, people, is north of Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles. It's part of Los Angeles, of course. And how I know it, there used to be a righteous club there called Mr. T's Bowl.
Yeah, bowling.
Mr. T passed away.
I saw some great Mike Watch shows there.
Yeah, it was a bowling alley. Where they put a curtain in front of them.
Incredible
Lane.
Place. Horrible sound. Beautiful place.
What's his name? Who do
Arlo.
You know? Arlo. Yeah,
greatest
we can't blame Arlo, though, because he's
I
the
love
best.
Him.
Beautiful
he's the best.
Man. Yeah. So that's how I know. I also know it's the home of the Avs. Mm. They're one way.
Oh, yeah.
So you don't want to really turn into these streets unless
you know
something. But maybe calmer now. Anyway, you guys, you hail from there. You made the first album of the Standards. How long ago was that?
February.
Mm-hmm.
Really recent.
This train takes no backsliders. Okay, so that's fucking 3 months ago. And you're already working on your first album of originals, so your second album.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't done, but you got to just add some stuff to it.
Mm-hmm. And then China. We're going to tour China.
And you got a tour coming up of China.
Well, no, there's no tour coming up, but that's what we're going to do.
That's the plan.
That's the goal.
That's the master plan.
So if anybody knows China out there.
Yeah, I've got some buddies.
Send us.
Brother Steve McCain.
Send us the way.
He's been there a couple times. Yeah. Doing the sax.
I really want to
on the train.
Really?
The acoustic's good because they're catching up with amplifier stuff. So
wow.
It's good to have you. Yeah, you show up at the venue and there'll be a drumstick and a snare stand.
Alex toured China last summer, right?
I did.
So
I,
you know about this. Like,
I know.
Some of the, not Shanghai, but some of the, they're not really that small because there are millions of people, but they're still new to coming on to gigs and they just don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard it's many hours on the train. You know, I would love to do it. I can't wait. How was your adventure?
It was great. We went from Shanghai to Tibet. We traveled all over China.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty unique tour. We played bar shows and some festivals, but then a lot of our performances were more informal, and we played actually on, we took like 5 24-hour trains, and in those trains, we played shows.
So cool.
You could do gigs on board the train.
On board while it's moving. Basically, you
I
turn the cabin,
yeah.
there's like 6-bed cabins lined up.
Yeah.
We just opened up our cabin, and we went with, I think 4 people.
Yeah.
So we just opened up our cabin and said, "Hey, come on in. We're playing music." And
wow.
And that's how some of the coolest performances ended up being. Just really informal people.
On the train.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Well, speaking of impromptu, we're going to get jamming here with Brother Matt Spinsack, who's coming up. But the only ones who get to jam is Jay and Heather, because Nobody has electric instruments. Lots you do, but you don't have the battery.
Exactly.
Juan from Pedro Show. Thank you so much, Brother Matt. What was the cool source of your inspiration and impetus this week with your spin cyclists? Well, it wouldn't happen to be the two people collaborating with you, would it?
That had a key influence upon me.
And
thank you very much.
As pleasing it was to me to see the schmaz created by you three, I saw two left out. And it broke my heart. So now it's time for the three thirds to give to the people.
Yes.
Into their ear holes.
Cool. A little for everybody.
Thank you guys for having us.
What's the name of this one?
Passions of Plenty.
This is another,
also what Guthrie
another Guthrie tune.
Cool.
Deserts were hot and your mountains were cold.
and gentlemen, three-thirds by the beloved Grotto here at Pleasure Point, Pedro.
Alex, what was that little gizmo on there that you started fiddling with?
That's an E-bone.
And what does it do?
There's a magnet in here that vibrates the string. And I just rested on the string that I want to be vibrated, and there it goes. Yeah.
Got some sustain going there, yeah. Brother Matt.
Yeah.
Some sustain. Very good. Very good, three-thirds people.
Thank you.
Great interpretations.
Woody would have dug that.
Hope so.
I hate to speak for him, but I think he would have dug that. Good people, were at the end of the second hour, May 8, 2014 edition of Watt for Pedro Show. Brother Matt, our guest.
Yeah.
Three-thirds. Hold tight for hour three. May 8, 2014, it's the third hour of the Watt Pedro Show.
Bye. garden we can be proud of. Somewhere to relax and play games with the kids. But all too often our enjoyment is spoiled by unwanted weeds around the garden.
Pedro Show, start off the third hour with War on Women by Frightwig. They're back, and that's produced by Andrew Feldman. They're just like the three-third people, too. Then we had Deep Snapper after that with Espalier. Leolia, I toured with this young man in, you know, February, March, and April, too. And I'm not going to give songs names, you know, too fascist. So he's calling him, like, you know, the second album, the B-side, you know, shit like this. So it's going to get difficult if you have any kind of career, man. Anyway, he's a great cat named Nicholas. So that was LP Side A, 2014, Lalier, which means blinder. You know how the horse has blinders? Huh. Mm-hmm. Blinder, one. Huh. Yeah. Probably don't work that well. New Poets for Joy Cut, Grown Not Made by Name the Band, Whiskey, Joint, and Heart by Dead Broad. You know that is? It's Anna. Found out. Anna Banana?
Oh.
She was at the gig last week. Yeah, she's Dead Broad. She's the nicest lady. But, you know, you got to pick a band name, right? It's either going to be three-thirds of Dead Broad. And then Bucky Pope and Easy Company with Disney Girls. Got my favorite subject. Obo.
Yeah.
How?
How do you do it?
How?
No, start.
How what?
Did you start?
How did I start? Oh, well, I guess when I was going into the fifth grade,
there was
school band, and so I had to choose an instrument.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I wanted to play the oboe. I just knew. I don't think I had any clue what it was, but.
Did you know the sound? No.
You like
the name of it?
Maybe I like the name. I don't know, something
about
it. I'm
pretty sure that's why Spot moved to Sheboygan. Mm-hmm. He just likes saying the name of the town. Sheboygan. Sheboygan. I love that word gelatinous. I mean, it's right up there.
Obo in Sheboygan.
Obo Spot Sheboygan. Was the guy who produced all the Black Flag and Minuteman and Who's Gonna Do Meat Puppets. And he's in northern Wisconsin.
Sheboygan.
So, okay, just a lark. How, you were, what, fifth?
Fifth grade.
Yeah, so what's that, 10?
12, 10? Yeah. I don't know, yeah, 10.
Yeah.
But you kept with it. You
I kept with it, yeah.
Respect. Because a lot of folk bands don't have oboes.
I know.
Actually,
yeah.
Really none of them.
I think this might be the world's first.
Yeah, but that's how, I do know there's a stroke hazard with those. Mm-hmm. And the bassoon, too. Any of those double reed, right?
Yeah, you've got to focus.
I think French horn players, too, because they got
a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I get headaches after gigs sometimes just trying to. Especially shitty monitors.
You gotta stop blowing into your bass.
No, in fact, you gotta just focus it so much. You know what I mean? It's like Billie Holiday used to say, she'd admit, when it was working, it was like a blue ball of smoke.
Mm.
That's the whole idea of focusing.
Yeah.
But it's, I heard that Nels Klein told me this, the oboe could cut through anything.
Yeah.
You can have the whole, and 90 pieces of the orchestra making noise, and you're going to hear it.
Because
it's somehow close to our voice.
Yeah, it's got that really vocal, penetrating sound.
I'm glad you augmented the unit. Called another banjos, or acoustic guitars. The Stanley Clark bass player. Look, I want you guys to play another tune.
Cool.
Alright.
Okay.
Cool.
Please.
Anytime you ask, we'll do it.
Okay.
This one's called Sugar.
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 This is an original composition.
Yeah. Yeah.
By Miss Claire.
Blow it out for acoustic band. Pack some punch. And you are all three of you, I guess, Alex in his head. No, Jake.
Yeah.
Because they're singing outside, but you're singing in your head. I mean, they sing really well. Sock tight, you know, just tight, sock tight.
I love that. That's like the hairy eye. The hairy eyeball.
It's kind of like the hairy eye. Way different.
Not a birth control.
Watford Pedro Show. The last music we heard, the works by the Hysterical Injury. I got to play with them in Brighton. Yeah, bass and drum, boy, girl. That's no, it was in London. It wasn't in Brighton. It was the last gig of the tour. Fuck my memory. What memory? Fight Song by Rabbitry featuring Tunnel Rat. Senseless Talking by the Coons. Backwards and Forwards by Baby Island. Yeah, you could have called yourself Baby Island. And finally, Peacemaster by Swenson Klein, which is the best name ever. So.
What is it?
Swenson Klein. Sorry.
I like Hysterical Injury.
Finders Keepers.
That's a good one.
I want to thank, on behalf of Brother Matt also.
Thank you
for coming on board.
Thank you guys.
The story of the band, it's a work in progress. It's very early in the story of the band. It's going great, though, as far as I'm concerned. Because it's got good ingredients. Mm-hmm. But I look forward to much happening things. When's the next gig?
May 18th, and you can get all the details
Pasadena.
on our website, 3/3bands.com.
3/3bands, that's thirdthirdsband.com.
That's right.
Check
band
that
camp.
Out, okay?
Band camp, what
and band camp, and whatever, fake look. My waste of space place. Shitter. Brother Matt.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you so much for being abandoned.
Pleasure, always.
Making the Love Grotto a home for our guests.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been the May 8th, 2014 edition of the Waffle Peter Show. Good people, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.